You know what's harder to get than a visual approach into LaGuardia on a Friday afternoon? A landing slot? And 22 of them just hit the open market. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. 22 slot pairs at LaGuardia International are about to go to the highest bidder. These are Spirit Airlines slots, and they're valued collectively at around $87 million. That's not a typo. $87 million for the right to land and depart at one of the most congested airports in the United States. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight, from first solo to airline transport pilot. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So, let's unpack this, because the headline doesn't tell the whole story. Spirit Airlines, as most of you know, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection late last year. They've been restructuring, shedding assets, trying to find a path forward. And these LaGuardia slots are some of the most valuable real estate in American aviation, not because of the concrete, because of the clock. LaGuardia operates under what's called the High Density Rule. It's a Federal Aviation Administration regulation that caps the number of takeoffs and landings per hour. The airport simply cannot handle unlimited traffic. It sits on Flushing Bay in Queens, hemmed in by water, highways, and some of the most complex airspace in the world. There's no room to build another runway. There's no room to expand the ramp much further than they already have. So the FAA limits operations, and that means every single slot, every permission to arrive or depart during a specific window carries enormous value. Think of it like this. You can buy an airplane for any price, but a parking spot at LaGuardia during peak hours? That might cost you more than the airplane. Now, Spirit held these 22 slot pairs as part of their operating certificate. A slot pair means one arrival and one departure. So we're really talking about 44 individual movements per day that are now up for grabs. When Spirit entered bankruptcy, these slots became part of the estate, and the bankruptcy court has approved an auction process. The highest bidder wins. Here's what you need to know about why this matters beyond the airline boardrooms. First, slot auctions at LaGuardia are rare. Slots do change hands, but usually through quiet negotiations, mergers, or the FAA's own reallocation process. A public auction of 22 pairs is significant. It's going to attract every major carrier that wants to grow their New York presence. We're talking about Delta, which already dominates LaGuardia, American Airlines, which has a substantial operation there, United, JetBlue, Southwest, maybe even a surprise bidder. Whoever wins these slots immediately gains market share at the busiest single runway commercial operation in the country. Second, this will affect ticket prices. When slots concentrate in fewer hands, competition can decrease. If one carrier scoops up all 22 pairs, that's one less competitor on those routes. The Department of Transportation and the Department of Justice will likely scrutinize any single buyer taking too large a share, but the auction itself is perfectly legal. Third, and this is where it gets interesting for those of us flying general aviation in the New York area. The slot system at LaGuardia is a reminder of just how tightly controlled that airspace is. If you've ever tried to get a landing reservation at LaGuardia as a Part 91 operator, you know it's theoretically possible, but practically almost never happens. The slot system prioritizes scheduled commercial service. These 22 pairs were being used for Spirit's scheduled flights, and they'll almost certainly go right back into scheduled commercial service under a new operator. General aviation access at LaGuardia remains what it's always been, essentially non-existent during peak hours. Now let me give you some perspective on that $87 million valuation. That works out to roughly $4 million per slot pair, $4 million for the privilege of landing and taking off once a day at a specific time. That sounds outrageous until you do the math on what a single daily round trip between LaGuardia and, say, Fort Lauderdale or Chicago O'Hare generates in annual revenue for an airline. A single narrow-body aircraft operating one daily round trip on a popular route can generate $15 to $25 million in annual revenue. Suddenly, $4 million for the slot looks like a bargain. This is also a window into the broader health of the airline industry right now. Spirit's bankruptcy is a story about the ultra-low-cost carrier model hitting a wall. Frontier, Allegiant, Spirit. These carriers built their businesses on being the cheapest ticket in the search results, but operating costs went up. Fuel, labor, maintenance, and the legacy carriers got better at competing on price with their basic economy fares. Spirit got squeezed from both sides. Too expensive to be the budget option, not enough service to compete with the mainline carriers. The slots are essentially the last high-value asset Spirit can liquidate, and the fact that they're worth $87 million tells you everything about the premium the market places on New York access. For the pilots among you who fly commercially, watch which carrier wins these slots. It could mean new bases, new routes, new crew positions. If Delta picks up a significant share, that likely means more regional jet flying into LaGuardia for their partners. If JetBlue expands, that's potentially more narrow-body positions. If a carrier like Southwest makes a play, that's a new competitive dynamic at an airport where they currently have limited presence. For those of us in general aviation, the practical impact is minimal. We weren't using those slots. But strategically, this is worth understanding. The slot system is a glimpse of what could come to other congested airports if traffic continues to grow. The FAA has discussed slot controls at other facilities in the past. Newark has a similar system. If demand keeps climbing and infrastructure doesn't keep pace, don't be surprised if more airports end up rationing access. One more thing worth noting. The auction process itself is being managed through the bankruptcy court, which means there's judicial oversight. Bidders will need to demonstrate financial capability, and the court will evaluate whether the winning bid serves the public interest, not just the highest price. That's a meaningful check on the process. It's not just about who writes the biggest check, it's about who can actually operate those slots reliably and serve the traveling public. The deadline for bids is coming up fast, and we should know the outcome within the next few weeks. I'll keep you updated as this plays out sources today from Simple Flying and FAA slot allocation records. More at RadioHangar.com. I'm Tower. Fly safe out there. We'll talk soon.